Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today from Fort Worth, Texas, as we visit with Randy Block of Cattle Facts right after this. Well, cattle producers, our next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up Friday, November 8th. You can see the entire auction on Dish Network, Satellite 231, DirecTV, Channel 345, or via the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. This will be coming from their studios out of Fort Worth, Texas, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, Superior Sunrise, just before that at 7:30. 19,000 head to be offered in this sale on November 8th, including about 800 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 1,300 calves on cows, and about 1,200 bred heifers and bred cows to be checking out as well. So a great lineup of some cattle. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website superiorlivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Remember, neighbors, at Superior Video Livestock, we bring the market to you. Talk now with Randy Block from Cattle Facts. And Randy, as you talked to the TCFA folks today, you led out right off the bat talking about one of their major input costs, and that obviously is this 2013 corn crop and where we're going on corn prices for the next several years. And you had some pretty good news for them.
Well, it's a big deal. You know, we've obviously been short on corn over the last couple of years and last several years as we had all the new demand come in for ethanol, and then we had the drought on top of it. So it's been impossible for the livestock industries to really catch a big enough corn crop in here to where we had production costs at levels we could really make a living.
You're saying we're going to be a lot closer to the cost of production on corn as far as the price of corn over the next couple of 3 years.
Yeah, I think that'll be the case with all these grain markets. You know, all these markets cycle, and they'll cycle back down. The prices in our grain structure will be back basically at the cost of production the next several years. And as we go through that transition, livestock producers should be able to generate some more positive operating margins the next several years as a result of that.
And I guess part and parcel of that, you said also what some of our hay costs coming down as well.
Hay's coming down. You know, we're seeing some softening in really across all of those protein, hay, grain prices, energy prices. You know, crude oil prices are $15 off their highs from the middle of this last year. So we're seeing some softening in a lot of our input costs.
When it comes to the mama cow herd, you talked quite a bit about that and the fact that you looks like you're finally starting to get where we're at a bottom and maybe coming off of it.
We'll see a smaller herd yet on January 1 of 14, but we do like what we see happening. You know, the number of beef cows being harvested has slowed significantly. We're going to keep a few more heifers and not put them in the feedlot stream. So if we keep our fingers crossed, if we'll continue to get some good moisture by January 1 of 2015, we should see an uptick in the beef cow herd.
You know, for the entire industry, including the feedlot folks, you talk quite a bit about the fact that we continue to be in a pretty risky business. There's a lot of risk out there.
Well, it is. You know, we've talked about this for the last several years, and I think we've done a wonderful job of trying to elevate the importance of this to our readers and our listeners that it's a whole different business environment. And when you get into a global market, you start seeing prices increase the way they are and the swings in prices. You know, the change in the cattle market from highs to lows on an annual basis, if we go back 10 years ago, that range was $150 a head. Now it's $350 a head. Well, and we're doing this on trying to make the same amount of money. So it is an incredibly risky business that we're in, and we've got to manage risk as a result of that.
For the guys as they try to rebuild those mama cow herds, obviously these replacement heifers are going to be very expensive. You know, what do they need to do? In other words, just kind of grit your teeth and go forward. Now, how do they do this successfully?
Well, I think you got to keep it in perspective. I'd say the replacement heifers are no more expensive than they were 10 or 20 years ago. It's the flat price on them is more expensive. But when we look at the ratio between two calves to pay for a bred cow or a bred heifer, that ratio is still intact today. So we're looking at $1,000 calves, and we might have replacement heifers that are going to cost $1,600 to $2,200 in that range. It's still the same ratio that it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. So keep it all in perspective. I think that we'll be able to cash flow and pay for these animals the way we have in the past. We just got to we got to be good businessmen in doing it, but I think the opportunity is there.
One last question, Randy. It has to do with cool. Obviously, we're looking at maybe some solutions on trying to deal with mandatory cool. How costly has cool really been to the industry in your mind?
Well, it's I can't put a number on it right off the top of my head, but it's been incredible. When you had you create that much market confusion and lack of us being able to move products from one country to the other or vice versa. Hopefully we'll get this one fixed. It's been one of the biggest disasters in the industry of anything I've seen in 25 years.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join us noon Saturday, November 9th at Ratcliff Ranch's Vinita, Oklahoma for our 10th annual Fall Production and Customer Appreciation Sale. Selling nearly 75 ranch-ready Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, 750 functional commercial Angus and Sim-Angus females, including first calf heifer pairs, bred and open heifers, as well as proven mature fall pairs and spring-bred cows. Visit RatcliffRanches.com for video and catalog or call 918-244-8025. Bid online day of sale at DVAuction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio, Oklahoma Network.